Culligan Water question of the day. Which 3-0 SEC team surprises you the most? Georgia, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State. All four have won games this year as the underdog. Georgia at Notre Dame, Kentucky at South Carolina, Vanderbilt at home last week beating Kansas State, and Mississippi State at home against LSU. Which one of those is the biggest 3-0 surprise?
Well, it's not Georgia or Mississippi State, because I thought both of those teams were going to be pretty good this year. In fact, in the preseason at Media Days, I picked Georgia to win the SEC championship. Just because I think they'll win the East, and I think they've got the type of team this year that can compete with Alabama. May not happen, but that was my pick in the preseason. So definitely not Georgia, and I think Mississippi State's really good. Nick Fitzgerald was my first team All-SEC quarterback, and he makes that team a lot better. So I would probably say Kentucky, just given that I thought they would lose at South Carolina. Last weekend, South Carolina kind of disappointed me a little bit. I thought they were better than that. And you look at Kentucky's two games before they played South Carolina, they were kind of squeakers against teams that weren't that good. And so, you know, Kentucky being 3-0 is probably the biggest surprise, even though it wasn't done against the best schedule. But, you know, the other three teams, Georgia, Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt, I think those are legitimate 3-0. Or, you know, legitimate good teams, and them being 3-0 does not surprise me.
Is Mississippi State the second best team in the SEC?
Well, I don't know about in the SEC. I think you could probably make an argument that it is the second best team in the West, the way that it manhandled LSU the other night. The thing that always gets overlooked at Mississippi State under Dan Mullen, yes, he's got good quarterbacks there, but he really recruits and coaches up the Lions well. When you look at the team they had, Dak Prescott's, I think it was his junior year, when they were number one going into the game against Arkansas and in the inaugural playoff rankings, that defensive line was phenomenal. And it looks like they've recruited well at that position again. You know, Jeffrey Simmons, I think, has probably been the most impressive defensive lineman in the SEC through 3 weeks. And then on the offensive line, they coached those guys up pretty well too. There's a reason that Nick Fitzgerald is probably going to be the first team All-SEC quarterback. Yes, there's a lot of talent from him, but he has time and he has room to do things because of the way that offensive line plays.
Matt Jones with us, WholeHogSports.com, while talking about good quarterbacks in the SEC. I thought Austin Allen was going to be right there at the top of the list. What do you think is going wrong? What's happened these first two games?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that go into a passing game. And I think that, I know there have been a lot of people who have talked about, do you give another quarterback a chance? Well, if you put another quarterback in there, it's not going to correct the fact that the receivers can't get open. And it's not going to correct the fact that at both the left and the right tackle right now, it seems like the edge rushers are getting some pressure against Arkansas, and that even happened in the Florida A&M game a couple of times. And when you see it happen against Florida A&M, you kind of go, whoa, wait till they see better defensive lines. And they saw a better one against TCU, and I think they're going to see probably even a better one against Texas A&M this weekend. And so and there's also the fact that Arkansas's passing game under Dan Enos has worked best when they can do play action. And when you're not able to run the ball the way they were not really able to run it against TCU, it takes away that play action passing game. So, yeah, there might be something there with Austin and his mechanics and his footwork, but I think there's a lot going on that maybe the casual fan just doesn't see with the receivers, the tackles, the running game. I think it all plays a role in the struggles that Arkansas's had in the passing game.
Yeah, it's when the world is kind of moving in all one direction. Everything seems fine. But then when something gets thrown out of kilter, it just starts messing everything up. And I think more than anything, Arkansas's got to be able to run the ball to keep defenses honest. But then again, you got to be able to throw it, or they're going to pack the box because they know they got to stop to run it. So it all moves together in one flow, and there are a lot. I think you're exactly right. There's not just one problem with the offense, the passing game. It all kind of works together, and they got a lot of things to clean. But can they get it all clean in a bye week? That's kind of the key. That's what fans want to know. Can they fix it now?
Good question, man. You know, I don't know. I think that they're playing a defense that has shown that it's susceptible to being passed against. When you think about what UCLA did in that first game of the season, of course, UCLA's got a potential or probable first round draft pick at quarterback. That changes things a little bit too. But that'll be interesting to see. But I think the thing I'm really interested to see this weekend from an offensive standpoint for Arkansas West is how well it runs the ball, because it really has not run the ball well the last couple of years. And people say, "Whoa, they had Riley Williams, who was the leading rusher in the SEC during the regular season." But you look at his stats, and they were really put up, in a lot of non-conference games. And then he had the two big games against Florida and Mississippi State. When you look back at the other games they played last year, Arkansas did not run the ball very well, and that's Riley Williams included. And can they do that against Texas A&M? I think if they can, there's some hope that they could run the ball well the rest of the season, because I think A&M's got a pretty good defensive line, not a great one like last year, but pretty good. If they can't run the ball against A&M, though, again, it's probably not a good sign for when they go up against the better defensive lines like Alabama and LSU and probably Auburn later in the year.
Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. He's with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. What's Paul Rose? Because, the offense got all the heat. And the defense was, I guess, they passed the test. They were okay. They weren't great, but they were okay. Of course, the third down conversions left something to be improved on. But what is it that the defense is kind of focusing on during this bye week?
Well, I think you saying they're okay, I think that's accurate. They didn't give up a whole lot of yards to TCU, but they couldn't get TCU off the field in third down. And TCU had two drives of at least 15 plays, and they had, I think, three or four other drives that lasted 9 plays and 8 plays. So some pretty good sustained drives against Arkansas, and just because Arkansas couldn't get them off the field on third down. And what I'm looking at against A&M is how can they slow down the run game, because A&M's not been able to throw the ball this year very well. Everybody knows about the quarterback struggles they've had, the injury and the freshman playing now. But A&M is still got a really good run game. And everybody knows about Travion Williams, who had the big game against Arkansas last year. But they've got a couple of others who have had some solid games to this point. Lafayette shut him down in the first half last week. But the other five halves of the season, the A&M run game has been really good, really solid, one of the better ones in the SEC, maybe the country. Arkansas wasn't able to stop TCU's run game up the middle, and I think that's where A&M's going to test them, is right up the middle with those big offensive guards and tackles. And can Arkansas slow that down? They've got to do better against A&M than they did against TCU, because I think A&M's got more offensive potential if it can get its run game going than TCU had.
Great stuff, Matt. We appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Take care and enjoy. You going down to Texas?
I will be there. Yes, I'm going to make it a quick trip. I'm going to drive back after the game Saturday.
All right. Well, that's the good thing about the early kickoff. You can get home in time to get in your own bed. Not a bad trip.
Yeah.
Matt, appreciate it. Be safe.
Okay. Thanks, Wes. We'll see you.
Bye. Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com.